This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Is it Saddam Hussein they have in custody? Had he been captured by loyal Republican Guard controlled by the CIA, who we know were publicly paid off, and had he been held captive for weeks or months? That's what the evidence is pointing towards. Was Saddam flown out of Russia and flown back to Iraq? Did he ever leave? Is that the real Saddam? Well, we know that the Saddam they showed us wearing the glasses on TV wasn't the real Saddam. That's admitted. We know the government has staged hundreds of fake arrests, dozens of arrests where it turns out they're FBI and CIA. They will arrest people multiple times and announce they've arrested them again, knowing we don't even have a memory for names, faces, or places. We're taking a lot of calls today, tonight, this morning, depending on what time zone you're listening to us in. We're getting your response to what you think's going on. Another question, where will this Saddam individual be tried? Will it be by the UN, the EU, by the Iraqi people? They keep saying the Iraqi people. That governing council is run by Mr. Chalibi, who was the Shah's number two torture expert in his secret police. That's admitted. So I guess Bush lied when he said the gone are the days of the secret police and the torture rooms. Remember, Saddam was a globalist creation, being a CIA assassin as early as 1954, working for them right through 1990. So that's part of the discussion as well. We'll get more into the tidbits of deception and manipulation by the globalist and let you decide. That's what we're doing here today, is getting your take on this. Bill in Wisconsin, then others. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, Alex, I felt the whole thing was staged. They seem to do these things on Sunday mornings, Monday mornings, when there is a great deal of attention can be geared through the media. Now, the thing that interests me, I watched McLaughlin report later on Sunday, and that was taped before, and the news was entirely different. They went over Taiwan, and they went over the Al Gore endorsement of Howard Dean. And I think what this did was completely take all of that off the air so that people will not fix on that at all. Now, I'm not any way, shape, or form in favor of Gore or in favor of Howard Dean, but Howard Dean recently had made the statement that Bush may have been tipped off about 9/11
yes,
by the Saudis.
And
the
by the
Republicans
way,
were screaming about it. How could he, anyone in a position of being the nominee of a major party, make a statement like this, so on and so forth? And, you know, so that was blown off the air.
By the way, before I forget, you know, in that Tommy Frank cigar aficionado martial law
right,
article, he said, we're, quote, going to catch Saddam real soon, within a month or so, you'll see. And another officer, and I have the Associated Press article, also said that on December 3rd.
Right.
So, I mean, these guys love to brag, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. But I thought that that was interesting. Then on Tim Russert, okay, they bring out Lieberman, Joseph Lieberman, and he, of course, is ecstatic over all of this. I'm the candidate that the Democrats have to nominate, because I'm in favor of getting rid of Saddam. This is a great day, and so on and so forth. I wouldn't be surprised that, you know, there's a little bit of a spat going on there within the Democrats.
Well, we know there is.
Yeah.
We know there is. Thanks for the call. Now, we know that Lieberman's hopping mad about his former candidate buddy not endorsing him. It doesn't matter. They're all a bunch of snakes. Thanks for the call, Bill. Moses and John and Randy and Davey and everybody else, your calls are up next when we get back. InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are the websites, so stay with us. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Hey, Doris, great news. I now own my own home, free and clear, and I did it in less than 5 months.
Did you receive an inheritance?
Well, no. Actually, I found a way to eliminate my mortgage without bankruptcy and without the need of going to court. And you, too, can do this legally, lawfully, ethically, and morally.
But, Jim, I signed a note promising to pay back the loan. Isn't it wrong even if I could discharge the loan?
Doris, I felt the same way until I took the time to learn the truth about money and banking. The most shocking thing I learned is the fact that no real money is ever loaned out. There's a dirty secret that the banks don't want you to know. And this is the basis of how I was able to discharge my own mortgage. I know this is hard to believe, but go to the website to learn more. Doris, get your PIN and find out how many Americans are finding financial freedom by having their mortgages eliminated in less than 5 months. Go to www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty. Just the way it sounds, and there's an S after mortgage. It's www.eliminatemortgages.com/liberty.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I was down in Houston this weekend showing 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And so I was in Houston Sunday morning when I learned the news of Saddam's supposed capture. And then riding back in the car, I tried to call into, three or four different talk shows. And if you wanted to talk about how Saddam worked for the U.S. government, which is admitted congressional fact, right up until 1990, and still the only people allowed to do business with him were Dick Cheney and a few other companies. They were the only companies allowed in to do oil work, Saddam's only choice. They wouldn't let me call into the shows. They would screen me out. I had friends try to call in. I called people via my cell phone, said, call in, try to get in on here. They wouldn't let them on. So I was watching mass censorship by a Houston radio station, a San Antonio radio station, a well-known Austin radio station. And then you'd have to use a fake name and say you love world government, basically, to get on the air. Well, we don't do that here. And as this develops, I know that there's more to this story than we're being told. Again, the Israelis and the well-known Mossad publication, Debka, filed full of former and current Israeli intelligence specialists. Indications are Saddam was being held prisoner. Now, that's what I thought just by looking at him. He'd obviously been beaten over a long period of time. that pit he was supposedly in was obviously a prison. A lot of people have used stuff like that in the past to hold our troops in Vietnam. And I know our government had paid off the Republican Guard, probably had him since the end of the conflict, and were just waiting to release him. Others are reporting that he was flown out of the country. There's a lot of evidence to that. We know that he has doubles. We know that in the middle of the war, that was a double on television. So we don't know right now what to believe. But I know this. Saddam is nothing compared to China. And you want to talk about, you know, bringing freedom to a region. How dare Bush change a 50-plus year treaty obligation to the tiny country of 30 million people of Taiwan? But there's no discussion of that now. No, no, no. Are the troops breathing depleted uranium? That doesn't matter. So we'll go into more on indications are Saddam was being held prisoner, and a huge Prison Planet section with AP and BBC and you name it news articles. And we've got the fake terror arrest section, Chemical Ali outlived death reports. Captured Al-Qaeda man was FBI spy. Was mastermind really captured? Mystery surrounds convenient arrest of Al-Qaeda mastermind behind September 11th. Pakistan accused of staging bin Laden aid arrest. There's dozens of these articles. Go read them for yourself. So this makes us question anything that the globalists do now. The same military that planted hundreds of fake letters from troops in major newspapers. The same people that staged the private lynch rescue that she called a fable. Chemical Ali outlived death reports. Chemical Ali, a mass killer and one of the great survivors of Saddam Hussein's Iraq, even outlived reports of his own death. It emerged yesterday when he was captured, was revealed. So, and where is Chemical Ali? We never saw him again. Captured Al-Qaeda man was FBI spy. The American Al-Qaeda operative, unmasked last week as having planned to bring down the Brooklyn Bridge, was first detained in March and has been used by the FBI for months as a double agent. It was reported yesterday, and they always release these guys later. Was mastermind really captured? In the theater of the absurd into which America's hunt for Al-Qaeda so often descends, the, quote, arrest of Khalid Shaikh Mohammed is nearer to the Gilbert and Sullivan end of the repertory. By this stage, it looked like a case of Whoops School of Journalism, a good story that just might be totally untrue. And then it went on. Remember, they caught Mohammed, the other disheveled photo of him. Turned out that was totally staged. He'd supposedly been killed a year before. Then they captured him two more times. They don't even use different names on us now. And then whether it's a bombing in Indonesia or a bombing in the Philippines or a bombing in Israel, the CIA flies in, picks up the person after they confessed everything, pays them off, and releases them. It's staged. Mystery surrounds convenient arrest of Al-Qaeda mastermind behind September 11th. The United States badly needed a big victory. Again, the United States badly needed a big victory, and it's warned Al-Qaeda to counter those critics who said that the violent and fanatically anti-Western network represents a far greater, more immediate threat to Americans than Iraq. Another article of a fake arrest. Pakistan accused of staging bin Laden aid arrest. A grainy video purporting to show the arrest of two Al-Qaeda leaders, it has now come out, was false. It goes on, Pakistan's ISI breaks silence and Al-Qaeda capture shows videos of raid. Pakistan's secretive intelligence agency opened its doors to foreign journalists Monday for an unprecedented multimedia briefing on the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Again, turns out that was totally fake. Khalid captured in conflict. ISI shows faceless arrest tape. There's a another article here about confirmed Ramzi's bin al-Shabath has not been captured. And information surrounding the much-trumpeted arrest of al-Qaeda leader Ramzi bin al-Shabath in Karachi has continued to be marred in controversy as eyewitnesses' account has emerged that finally confirms early reports that his capture was a public relations ploy and that he is not in the hands of the Americans. Then it goes on that, no, he was in the hands and was released because he's CIA. U.S. colonel unaware of al-Qaeda arrest. The commander of a brigade in the U.S. Central Command said captured 74 suspected al-Qaeda sympathizers Monday that he had no knowledge of any such arrest. Turned out that was fake. Folks, it goes on for seven pages. The newest Bin Laden videotape they released earlier this year. Here it is. Bin Laden video is compilation of repeats, says expert. Bin Laden tape is old material. Bin Laden's right-hand man, a new videotape, was arrested 18 months ago. That's Fox News. Here's another section, endless fake terror alerts, where the White House has been caught ordering fake terror announcements. Folks, are you starting to get an idea here of what I'm talking about? Let's go back to calls, and I'll get into the evidence that Saddam was being held captive and that they were keeping him on ice under Republican Guard control. And that's why our troops had the whole area encircled for the last 5 months. They were just there keeping the area under control. Let's go ahead and talk to Moses in Texas. Welcome, sir.
Whoa, buddy, whoa. You're riling me up. Now hold your horses. Are you trying to say, I heard you in your commercial saying that world leaders involved in occult practices, and now you're saying that President Bush and that these leaders are working evil and doing stuff for evil? Well, I just saw President Bush over there feeding the troops turkey, and he was there on the banks of the Euphrates River in old Babylon, and he was preaching the gospel of Jesus right out of the Yale Bible, right there by Skull and Bones there, saying that Jesus says, kill your enemies, and if somebody hits you, fight them back more, and do unto others.
Well, actually, General Boykin says that Bush is an actual emissary of God, and that this is a holy war.
Well, yeah, that's
But it is a holy war of the Skull and Bones God, not the God of the Bible.
Well, yeah, and another thing you got me riled up. You said that that Saddam, now we know that Saddam is evil, and you said that he had business deals with our government. I excuse me, sir, but he had business deals with Cheney and Rumsfeld and George Sr. and these guys, private business deals. It was all fair and square blood money. And it didn't have nothing to do with the government because they work for the international world government of the Illuminati guys. I saw that on 60 Minutes when they talked about Skull and Bones and how our beloved president belongs to that. And it's a big Christian group, and they all go in there. They even said it's like Harry Potter meets Dracula. Now, Dracula, that's just a nice bedtime story in Transylvania. Oh, and besides that, you missed up because when you gave your movie and you showed They Live, you forgot to show Fahrenheit 451, where they say, stop telling us this stuff. It's hurting me.
All right. Thank you for the call. A very interesting call. Where do you think, I want to hear predictions, where are they going to try the Saddam individual? Where are they going to try him? Is it going to be at the UN? Is it going to be in Iraq? Again, they claim it's an elected government. No, it's not. They were appointed. All 300-plus were appointed by Bremer. Now, that's admitted. But the Iraqi people are going to try him. A tribunal of a bunch of former Shah torture technicians. Again, just Saddam clones. They're going to have a bunch of new Saddams trying an old Saddam. What do you see happening? What do you predict? I think they're going to have a big show trial put on there in Baghdad, or in a nearby country. Let's go ahead and talk to John in New York. John, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, I think the whole thing's a big sham. I think he got out either got flown out, or else he got out through that big underground tunnel. Actually, when I looked at the pictures last night, and they only showed, it's a funny thing, they only showed it once. They showed a still of his old picture when they, you know, of him for real. And if you notice on the old picture, the eyes are much bigger by the nose, and then they get smaller as they go out towards the side of the face. Then when you look at this body double there that they had in jail there, his eyes are real small towards the nose, and they get real big as you go out towards the side.
Well, I know this. I've looked at him, and it looks more like Saddam in that admitted fake they had on TV during the bombardment, during the shock and awe. But, again, there's no telling what the truth is. We've been lied to so much in the past, you know, with Jerry Bruckheimer involved in the productions, literally, that there's no telling.
Not only that, his demeanor didn't appear to be a Saddam fake. I mean, the guy, you know, would have been more violent, more...
Well, I know that beard was too long for somebody that had been in custody for even 5-6 months.
It's a fraud.
Well, I know this. They could have taken real video of Saddam because it's so short and edited it. But then how are they going to do that at the show trial? We'll be back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. All right, I've taken about 10 calls. That's not enough. I want to start just rapid firing through calls. Then I'm going to put in some extra news that we've covered in the past about Saddam being flown out to safety. These were from credible sources. Then more from the Israeli intelligence saying, looks like he's been tortured, beat up, drugged. That's what I thought when I saw him, and it does look like the real Saddam to me, at least better than that last bad body double, which they admit was fake, on television. So remember, we've got body doubles flying around. We've got paid-off Republican Guard by the CIA. That's admitted. We've got all the lies that we've been told in the past. I don't know what to believe right now. But more will certainly come out as it develops. Your calls have been very interesting. Have a question or a comment. If you disagree with me, you're welcome to call in on some issue. 1-800-259-9231. And when you hear somebody hang up, when I let somebody go, that's your chance to get in. 1-800-259-9231. Randy in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
A couple points here. I remember the media saying that Saddam was a germ freak. So how could somebody like that be in that kind of condition? Still sane. Another thing is the American money with brand new $100 bills, wouldn't that leave a trail in Iraq? You know, like me having Canadian money on the run.
Well, actually, dollars are the main reserve currency there. Now it's shifting over to euros and even the old Saddam money, the old Iraq money. But it seems that the Ba'ath Party was running off dollars. But remember, the Ba'ath Party is who's been put back into power. They've been very quiet about that, but it is admitted. The majority of those in power are high-level Ba'athist or former Shah-era secret police. Thanks for the call. Great points, Randy. Davey in Texas. Go ahead, Davey.
Got three things here real quick. Alex, I'm in concurrence with your suspiciousness on this. But one, Friday you had Congressman Tancredo on.
Yes.
Y'all were talking about the invasion that's been going on. And
the Mexican troops kidnapping American citizens, yes.
Right, exactly. And he was supposed to be on Fox Sunday morning and, of course, turned over to look. And lo and behold, no talk about the invasion. But I do hear Red Dawn. And I thought,
isn't that a nice name, Red Dawn? And we have a Red Dawn with General Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, saying we're going to martial law. Trank saying it, and foreign troops mashing here publicly, and they name the operation Red Dawn. Good job mentioning that.
Big red flag. But Alex, just about an hour ago, Bush had a press conference. One of the reporters asked him about 911. And that one of the Democratic presidential candidates allegedly said that he had something to do or knew about 911. And, of course, Bush paused a little bit to listen to the guy talking in his ear, and he said, well, that's just absurd. And the question was, did that amount to political hate speech?
And now, let me stop you. You're telling me that a reporter got up, and somebody, they're going to re-air this. Please send me the press conference on C-SPAN, folks. I'm begging you, somebody do it for me. You're telling me, Davey,
correct,
that Bush had another press conference. We'll try to get it and air it. You're telling me Bush had a press conference, and that after he had the press conference, or that during the press conference, somebody says, what about Dean saying you may have known about 9/11? He pauses, talks to a handler, probably Rove or McClellan, and then he says, that's just absurd. Now, number one, was the question, is that hate speech?
Correct. That was the question.
I saw an article last week of, was it hate speech for Dean to do that? Now they're using the leftist terms, thought crime. What did Bush say about it being hate speech?
He said after a long pause that that was absurd, and the second part of the question was, did his dad call and talk to him? But what it pointed to most provocatively was the fact that this event, the Bush press conference, itself was staged, just like everything else that they've done has been staged.
Well, that thing in Baghdad, where about no more than a dozen Iraqi journalists celebrate, well, yeah, they arrest you and shut down your radio, TV, or newspaper if you even criticize anything that the occupation force is doing. So, of course, they're going to have the hand... hand-picked people cheering. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's a staged event across the board, and I really respect your gut instincts, Alex. They're right on the target so much of the time. It's a real joy to watch. But finally, have you heard of the EMAT group?
No.
In World Mag, it's www.worldmag.com. Go down to the archives. 18 August 2001, Flash Traffic from Washington by Joel C. Rosenberg tells about the EMAT group.
And what is the EMAT group?
Well, it's a group of billionaires who want to further the interests in the Middle East of a particular group of people that are, in fact, terrorists.
We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard of it. You've searched for it. We have it. I'm talking about Coral Calcium. Buy direct from the manufacturer and discover what thousands already know about the benefits of taking Coral Calcium supplements. Online, CoralCalcium.com is an authorized dealer of authentic, as seen on TV, Coral Calcium Supreme and new Coral Calcium Supreme Plus, formulated by author chemist Robert Barefoot. Visit online, CoralCalcium.com, or call toll-free 877-330-1120 and add this natural, valuable mineral to your daily diet today. Scientists and nutritionists agree that calcium may aid in the prevention or improvement of over 200 illnesses and diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes and high cholesterol, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and chronic fatigue syndrome, to name a few. But the evidence also suggests that taking Coral Calcium daily may help to boost your immune system and increase energy. We all need calcium. Call toll-free 877-330-1120 or visit online coralcalcium.com and order yours today. Order now and receive a free pH health test kit and audio tape.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery? Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to try to find an online version of the press conference that Bush gave about an hour ago, where he gets asked the question about, what do you think of Dean saying you could be covering up 9/11 or had prior knowledge? Because that's solid gold. We're going to try to air Bush's statement and then part of the press conference. I guess, George, just download, record the whole thing. I'm talking to the guy doing it. I appreciate him doing it. And then we'll play Bush's comments, then find the clip with the questioner, and we'll play that part of the press conference sometime next hour, if we can, because that is so important. Of course, we got all the satellite feeds, too. I guarantee it's going to be re-aired on some of those feeds. You can find it there. It's important to have that. I rarely play their propaganda, but if something like that comes out, I will. I want to, again, just continue with your chance to respond and get involved on air. I do want you to know, though, that now we're all focused on Saddam Hussein and what this means, or where he'll be tried, or is it Saddam Hussein, and or was he held captive by the Republican Guard for Bush? We know the Republican Guard was paid off. The Israelis are saying this now, which is unusual to have them saying something that doesn't go along with Bush, but that's where my gut is on this, and from the evidence we have. While we're doing this, we're not talking about the dollar plunging further. We're not talking about the factory shutting down. We're not talking about police squad cars with "We'll Kick Your Bleeper" now decaled on them in Bakersfield, California, or SWAT team raid drills on schools where they shoot kids in the face with paintballs or have police dogs jump on them. We're not talking about all the different New World Order stuff that's happening, the gun legislation in Congress, the open borders legislation, the Mexican troops kidnapping U.S. citizens, killing federal officers. We're not talking about that. We're always too busy talking about Michael Jackson or whatever the newest big distraction is. Now, this Saddam thing is not a distraction if we look at it and learn from it. I'm going to take some more calls, and I'm going to get into the quotes of Tommy Franks and another officer saying, oh, yeah, in the last 3 weeks, we're about to capture Saddam. You watch. You watch. Yeah, we're about to get him. Yeah, I bet. You said that with such confidence. I wonder who is up next here out of all these callers. I guess it would be Mike in New York, and then Joel, John, Julie, and Ralph and others. Go ahead. You're on the air, Mike. Or I guess you're not on the air, Mike. You hung up. Let's talk to Joel in Illinois. Joel, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
I don't know if you remember me. I sent you the article from the New American about Bush saying the war in Iraq was to boost the UN. And my
Yes, I did get that, and that's what I said again years ago. This war will be to make the UN look like a good cop while we play the part of bad cop. Go ahead.
Which is why I predict that he has to have Saddam Hussein tried before the International Court of Justice in order to further legitimize the United Nations.
And then, of course, it'll come out that Saddam has been a CIA minion all along, which is admitted in congressional reports.
Unless they try to cover that up some kind of way, which,
well,
you know.
I mean, look, they could have shot video of Saddam months ago, killed him, and then they'll try a body double, and then he'll retire with a face job to the Cayman Islands. You know, the same thing happened with McVeigh. Mainstream reporters said his stomach was rising and falling as he was wheeled out.
The other thing,
this is a Pentagon that plants hundreds of fake newspaper articles in the papers with fake signatures from troops, the people that fake the Jessica Lynch rescue, the people that lie about weapons dossiers and mobile weapons trucks and mass graves. They lie, they lie, they lie, so I can't believe a word they say, but I don't know what the truth is. What do you think's going on?
I think that we have to, like the article said, we have to legitimize the United Nations, and any way we can do that, that's what we're going to do.
And you're saying you don't want to legitimize him. You're saying Bush is doing it.
Right. I care less about for the United
Nations. Do you think this is really Saddam they have?
I think that it is for one reason. Because they have to capture him. If we let him keep, you know, if the story is that he's still on the run, then it brings down the morale of the troops.
Also, where's bin Laden? See, I've been told they've got him on ice, so they're going to roll him out before the election.
Right.
We'll see what happens. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
I appreciate that call and you joining us. And by the way, this Bush administration person has told a bunch of Austinites this, so I'm not the only one that's been told this, so no reason to have me get run over by a truck. By the way, another microbiologist, the one studying for a major university, studying the bizarre outbreaks on ships, on cruise ships, a van jumped a curb and smashed him up against the wall, ran over him, and drove off. Let me see, that's over 30 microbiologists involved in government programs or studying ways to treat this stuff that have been shot, killed, stabbed. I think four or five of them have been run over by cars, a couple have drowned in an inch of water, others bash their brains out and throw themselves off bridges, or die in airlocks, or slit their wrist out in fields with undigested pills in their stomach. So it's getting real serious. I have the Houston Chronicle here in front of me. Being a microbiologist studying bioweapons that are being released is very unhealthy. Let's go ahead now and talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
talking about censored call-in shows, C-SPAN's Washington Journal seems to be a Pentagon front. You really have to lower your standards to watch it, but it's the only national TV call-in show. I don't know if anybody really watches it to watch it, or if it's just propaganda people from the government who call in to do their little...
No, I've for 10 years I've been calling in. I've probably gotten through 10 times once a year or so. Now I've tried to get in, and when you tell them that something articulate, they will hang up on you. Are you seeing a shift?
Well, I spent 6 hours yesterday speed dialing Washington Journal, but only got busy signals. So I don't know if that's an indication of something or not. They were talking about Hussein. Everybody wanted Mr. Hussein tortured and executed. They worship Bush and his Operation Red Dawn. And I just wanted to say, regarding arresting leaders of mass destruction, was the next step is to capture and arrest the man and the people behind the 911 massacre, which is five-time convicted felon George Bush Jr. And we can now use the USA Patriot Act to torture him to death at Gitmo like we did to thousands of POWs in Afghanistan.
All right, I don't agree with your statement, and thanks for the call. I wish no harm upon George W. Bush or Dick Cheney or anybody else in his administration. They're high-level puppets, nothing more. And I'm against the fact that they have tortured quite a few people to death at Guantanamo Bay, and they're admittedly not even Al-Qaeda or Taliban. They're young men, old men. They just randomly grab folks off the street to create that illusion while they flew 8,000 of the leaders out to safety. And that's the facts. And I understand that the caller was illustrating how it's wrong to do this and how it's wrong to have a policy like our government now has of assassinating leaders, but you need to be careful how you talk because that could be interpreted differently. No, I wish no harm upon Bill Clinton or George Bush or anybody else. They're just puppets. Let's talk to Julie in New England. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Thank you. I just wanted to say something. My initial reaction when I saw this Saddam thing on TV was I fell on the bed laughing my head off. I thought this was the funniest thing I'd seen yet.
Well,
right down.
I fell on the bed and got very depressed.
Because I wanted to see what charade they were going to make out of this, right down to pulling the bugs out of his head. I mean, that was really good. I thought, wow, this is Hollywood at its best, you know. And I thought it was kind of funny because I know they're up to something.
Well, that's the one image, too. That's the one image, Julie, where they're not overtly humiliating him or belittling him, but it makes him look horrible, disheveled, with somebody in his mouth in the Arab world. You know, that's a big no-no.
He could be going along with this, Alex. It's just part of a charade, I think.
Well, Saddam Hussein was a CIA asset publicly from 1954 to 1990. Now, I don't know about after, but I know that his Republican Guard, Rumsfeld, bragged a week before the invasion began that he'd already paid off almost over two-thirds their military. Okay, and it's admitted that they met him and paid him off, and now the Israelis are saying from the evidence, and I agree, that it looks like that the Republican Guard and folks have been holding him for weeks, if not months, and that he'd been tortured and all the rest of it. This is totally staged, and that's why Franks and other officers in the last month said, you watch, we're about to capture him.
Can I say something else here?
Sure.
I wanted to know if you noticed if he looked a little too chubby to have been living in a hole for the last 6 months.
Well, that actually might make you chubby if you're getting fed okay while you're in custody.
Yeah, I thought he should look a lot more emaciated.
Well, he looked a little chubby because if you look, those were uneven swellings. Looks like he's been beaten pretty bad. And that's not what
I say.
Alex.
That's
what the intelligence agencies looking at his face say.
Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to give you my opinion.
Hey, it's really good points you made. Yeah. Anything else?
No, not right now, Alex. Thank you so much for everything you do.
Where do you think they'll try him? At the UN?
I don't know. I think we just have to wait and see what's going to go on.
A UN-sanctioned trial with maybe a nine-member tribunal, a nine-member judge, and I think three of them will be Iraqis. The rest will be from the UN, and they're going to have a big show trial, and who knows what will happen. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
You bet. And I don't want to, you know, these idiots I hear on other talk stations, the ones that are allowed to get on air, not those of us that are exposing this, but the idiots, I shouldn't say that. The people that are blind, I'd like to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. Because you're saying, oh, the, you know, the new Hitler's been captured in a bunker. The new rat, you know, ace in the hole. Oh, we got him. Oh, man, he's so evil. We're so good. Number one, he's our creation, globalist creation, using our government. Number two, this is very important. Our government just changed 50-plus years of treaty and told Taiwan, you're on your own. And I commend Limbaugh. I heard him Friday actually admit this and say it was wrong. He had to. I mean, it's evil, folks. I did hear Hannity saying it was okay. Think about that. China is worse than Hitler, folks. It killed more people than Stalin. Okay, so I don't want to hear it. And the people they've hired to run Iraq are the former Shah torture people, torture experts. It's disgusting. Our government told him to attack Iran, told him go ahead and go into Kuwait. So when they talk about how he's evil for doing it, that means they're evil. Don't you understand that? Man, have a thinking process out there. I know you're listening. I wish you had the courage to call in. 1-800-259-9231. See, we can defend our ideas here. We can defend them here. We don't have to screen the calls out. No, we don't have to do that. We're just here on all these AM and FM stations, Rhode Island, L.A., Kansas City, Austin, Albuquerque, Denver, Colorado, all over the place. All over the place. And you won't call in. I know you can't get in, so let's try to get through more of these calls quickly. Let's talk to Ralph in Rhode Island. Ralph, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, you do a fine job. Very, very good. Miss Bill Cooper and the rest of you guys that do a good job. Taiwan, very disgusted about that. Very, very disgusted.
That's because
about
that. You're a communist.
Oh, well, excuse
me. If you're pro-gun, anti-commie, you're a commie.
Oh, my goodness.
You got to get in the neocon thought process.
Should I start wearing red more often?
You will be a conservative then.
Okay. Listen, Red Dawn was a movie in the 80s. Have you ever seen that?
Yes, I've seen Red Dawn.
I would tell people to check out Red Dawn and Wag the Dog.
Well, why would they call this Red Dawn when Red Dawn was the name of the communist operation in the movie?
I have no idea. It's baffling me since I heard that. And I'll tell you something. Dan Rather had a look on his face there on Thursday when he was talking about the new Morrow building. I sent you an email about this. And he looked like he was from outer space when he mentioned Timothy McVeigh. And then he did, I'm telling you.
I saw Rather on Sunday, and this was about, I don't know, 11:30. I'm about to leave my hotel, and he goes, now, folks, let me tell you, a lot of you we're hearing don't think it's really Saddam of one of the body doubles. He certainly has those, but this is Saddam. This is him. This is him. So don't be saying that. And he looked like a deer in the headlights.
Thank you, Alex.
By the way, after 1991, there was a PBS special that only aired on a few of their stations. It got censored, where Dan Rather got caught 4 days before the invasion doing a mock invasion newscast.
I remember that.
That was in total precision.
I remember that.
And it's come out that there was never a 48-hour ultimatum. They were going in regardless. It's all staged, folks.
This guy, like you said, I couldn't say it any better, and I've talked with other people that listen to your program every day, and they said he looked like he was on drugs or something. He looked bewildered on Sunday morning. He looked like... And to tell you the truth, Brokejaw looked like the same way. He was bewildered. Wait a minute, I thought this guy was down in Honolulu in some motel, and they were taking care of him.
Thanks for the call, Ralph. Frank in West Virginia. Frank, you're on the air. Your chance to talk. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to call, about today's holiday. I'm not sure if you mentioned this earlier because the reception is a little poor, but it's Bill of Rights Day. Aaron Zellman and... Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. He started this a handful of years back, and seems to be catching on in a lot of cities, counties.
Yeah,
and,
they have Bill of Rights Day and Bill of Rights meetings, and local Austinites each month go to the Capitol and have Bill of Rights rallies, and according to Bush, they're Al-Qaeda rallies.
Yes, yes. Terrorists are holding those.
There'll be no more secret police or torture rooms. Yeah, right, Bush.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's a fine way at least to get people educated about it, give them an opportunity to bring it to their forefront. A lot of people don't know what their freedoms are, and I think that's one good way of getting out the message.
Well, listen, I want to ask you a question, Frank. Mm-hmm. How can these people call into shows, and after I finally got on the air, you know, by saying I love Bush, and then said, no, our government put him in, told him to invade, gave him the weapons, the host goes, well, that's true, but he's bad now, and the callers were calling in going, how dare him question on this day of celebration? I mean, how can we know that Saddam followed the globalist orders? It's all staged. How do they sit there and celebrate this when they've handed over Taiwan to China?
It is, exactly, and it's all staged. In fact, this morning I woke up to my clock radio, and 7-something, it said, caught Saddam, and the soldier who caught him, anyhow, said compliments of George Bush or something along those lines, and I thought, wow, sounds like Wag the Dog right there, something they made up.
It's amazing. Thanks for the call. Ace in the hole. He's the ace of spades. He's in the hole. I mean, come on, folks. Come on. We'll be back with more calls and a bunch of other news items. You don't want to miss this show. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
I got a star.
All right, I know that we've got loaded phone lines. I want to go to Roger and Walt and Irving and David and Gene and everybody else. I want to get back into indications are Saddam was being held prisoner from the Debka file, which is basically a Mossad intelligence agency news reporting outfit. And I agree with what they're saying. Also, we've posted a big Prison Planet section of where they've captured other people. They quietly release later because they're CIA agents, almost the entire top echelon of Al-Qaeda. This is admitted, folks. It's never turned into a big news story. They're interrogating Saddam, they claim, and he's saying some things. I want to go over that. Also, Iran continues to raise the secret deal claim. This is out of Gulf News. I'm digging around here for the... Well, here's Newsmax. Saddam key and early CIA plot. This is from April 11th this year. A big article admitting his CIA control. Another one here by a Western reporter interviewing a top officer saying they did fly Saddam out. LaHood, Hussein's capture imminent. U.S. Representative Ray LaHood held his thumb and forefinger slightly apart and said, "We're this close to capturing Saddam Hussein." And this is out of the Associated Press, also out of the Pantograph newspaper. And this was on December 2nd. "Once that's accomplished, Iraq resistance will fall apart," said the five-term Republican congressman from Peoria who serves on the House Intelligence Committee. And also, in the December issue, and I've got it right here, and the entire interview is on Infowars.com, General Tommy Franks told Cigar Aficionado, "We are only days away from capturing Saddam." Again, yeah, you got him in a hole, sitting there, out there guarding him in the middle of nowhere, you bet. And that's not Alex Jones saying that. That's the Israelis, folks. The guy has been beaten half to death, you can tell that. Given him a few weeks for the bruises to go down, but not the puffiness. He looked like he was drugged. It's amazing. But again, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Before I go back to your calls, it really is important for everybody out there to direct your friends and family to PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, because I found no single place like these sites that has all the news and the lies and the fake terror alerts and the propaganda there. And we don't make a conclusion. We just say, read this, look at this, and you decide whether you can trust anything coming out of their mouths. And there's millions of you listening to this show, and there's hundreds of thousands on the computer right now. If you'll just email your friends and family and others, we can cause a buzz on the internet that will spread right now and counter the spin we're seeing. Also, I've made 10 full-length feature films. The newest is Matrix of Evil with Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, myself, Colonel Craig Roberts, Frank Morales, about the war, about the Patriot Act, about the UN-run white slavery rings in 9/11, and it's full of solutions like no other film I've got, about 2 hours, 10 minutes long, $25.95. Order three or more of any of my films, and some of them are 2 hours, 40 minutes, like Police State 3. So jam-packed, so well-produced. Need to have all these videos to see the big picture. Get them, make copies, get them out to everybody. Call toll-free to get the films, folks. Don't wait. 1-888-253-3139. And we're going to try to ship everything, every order we get this week. We're going to ship it out by Friday. So you should. We're shipping it priority mail. We're going to try to get it out to you by Christmas. Please get the videos. And even if it's going to be after Christmas, send somebody a card saying, "Hey, I got you a video coming for Christmas. Give us that address. We'll mail it right to the, you know, right to the address you want it." So call toll-free to get the films, the books, the videos. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. We have the tools to wake people up. So take action now and expose this evil. All right, third hour, your calls, bunch of news coming up. Stay with us.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material
used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Michael.